Ottawa. The Federal Cybersecurity Center says criminals who hold data for ransom are expected to use new techniques, such as threatening a target's partners or clients, to increase their chances of receiving payment. In its threat forecast for 2023-24, the Canadian Center for Cybersecurity says cybercrime continues to be the online activity most likely to affect Canadians and their organizations. The report released Friday says ransomware attacks, in which digital files are held hostage or encrypted until a fee is paid, are almost certainly the most disruptive form of cybercrime facing Canadians. The center says by threatening the business partners or clients of a victim, cybercriminals very likely anticipate that these organizations will increase pressure on the victim to pay the ransom. The center notes one cybercriminal group, which has targeted victims in Canada, is known to conduct denial-of-service attacks during payment negotiations, increasing the pressure. The report also says the state-sponsored programs of China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea pose the greatest strategic cyber threats to Canada. State actors can target diaspora populations and activists in Canada, Canadian organizations and their intellectual property for espionage, and even Canadian individuals and organizations for financial gain. Critical infrastructure facilities, such as power grids and water treatment plants, are increasingly at risk from cyber threat activity, the center says. Cybercriminals exploit critical infrastructure because downtime can be harmful to their industrial processes and the customers they serve, the report says. State-sponsored actors target critical infrastructure to collect information through espionage, to preposition in case of future hostilities, and as a form of power projection and intimidation. However, the Cyber Center believes those carrying out state-sponsored cyber threats will likely refrain from intentionally disrupting or destroying Canadian critical infrastructure in the absence of direct conflict. The center, part of the Communication Security Establishment, Canada's cyber spy agency, has seen cyber threat actors' use of misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation, which is based on reality but presented in a misleading way, evolve over the last 2 years. Machine learning-enabled technologies are making fake content easier to manufacture and harder to detect. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 28, 2022. Jim Bronskill, The Canadian Press.